So glad to see all of you here to our second annual See Me Now Teens Without Homes Forum.
Dr. Harriet Borum runs Promise House in Oak Cliff. It provides shelter and services for homeless teenagers. She says 6,000 teenagers run away from home each year in Dallas County. 10% never return.
There's another group of kids, older teens, who are being just pushed out of their homes because of economic reasons. Lots of our kids who are in our transitional living programs, their families simply could not support them anymore. And they're like, you're 18, you got to go. And they don't have anywhere to go.
That's what happened to Promise House client Myra Strange. She was 20, had a three-year-old son, was working but living at home.
My mom decided that it was too much going on at the household. So with income and my two sisters and my brother, plus my little one, she felt that I needed to go.
A friend told her about Promise House, which provided a roof and new skills for the young mom. Strange will soon be going out on her own. There's another program that's targeting homeless high school students. More than 1,500 DISD students are registered as homeless, and 84 of them are at North Dallas High School. That's where the district's first drop-in center will open later this month. David Pierce manages the DISD Homeless Education Program and received applause from attendees when he announced the new center. Every Friday before classes, students can drop into the home economics room and get services and basic things they may need.
Church of the Incarnation is going to send down volunteers, and they were offering to do laundry for them. So I think, you know, a lot of these kids really need that. We will have a lot of things to give away, hygiene items, backpacks, school supplies.
Pierce hopes this drop-in center becomes a prototype for other schools. Harriet Borum says intervention with homeless teenagers prevents them from becoming chronically homeless adults.
And that's what I want the people in Austin and the people in Washington, D.C. to understand, is that, number one, it's so much cheaper to deal with kids at this age. And number two, their possibilities are endless.
Programs such as these often depend on government funding, and that's why Borum is helping organize a letter-writing campaign with photos to help lawmakers put a face on homeless teenagers when they start work on the budget next year. She says money for homeless programs took a big hit last legislative session, and she hopes it will be restored. BJ Austin, KERA News.